Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way. 22nd day of June, 2006. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today and tomorrow. I assume Alex will be back on Monday. He is clearing the way for you in Los Angeles, making sure that this is the best 9/11 conference you've ever attended, and I don't see how it won't be. I've been calling it the Super Bowl of 9/11 conferences, really looking forward to meeting everybody out there. Colonel Ron Ray will be joining us. Boy, you're not going to want to miss this, folks. He is a Vietnam combat veteran, won 2 silver stars, a bronze star, and a Purple Heart. That's just part of his extensive resume. Colonel Ronald Ray joining us here in the next segment. I want to take a few of your calls before we go to our guest. Let's go to Robert in California. Robert, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I went to Save the Internet yesterday after
Good
you guys
for you.
Recorded that, and I put my whole emailing list on it.
Attaboy.
Everybody was thankful to get that. But I wanted to hit a couple of things. The total orchestration this week for Bush's falling polling numbers, you know, to hide the mass destruction of our economy.
It's so transparent that it's just goofy.
Prices.
I'm trying to figure out, are they this stupid or are they this arrogant?
National draft. I mean, dude, the list is so long, I could go on for a long time just listing all their corruption.
One
and then, of course, Paul
Rove
gets bailed out by Patrick Fitzgerald for the corrupt cover-up investigation. This is another Kenneth Starr. Then we have more FEMA tests going on for Megan in New Orleans so we can grab more guns. But the real,
juvenile curfew being set for New Orleans?
It's so obvious. I've never seen such a consistent day-after-day ramp up to propaganda.
This is why we called this, Robert, about a month ago. This was tagged the Summer of Fear. Not that we're afraid, but they're trying to make us afraid. They want fear to win this midterm election, and they're going to do everything they can to scare us right out of our tennis shoes.
Yeah, here's their crown on this week's propaganda. Al-Zarqawi was probably already dead. And if he wasn't, he sure looked good after having a couple 500-pound bombs dropped on his head, don't you think?
Right. He was dead, but who's counting?
Okay, so Abu Hamza, the new guy, steps up to the plate like all secret terrorists do, announced, I'm the next guy to get, hello. He looks like a nice, clean-cut, color picture in the paper, CIA Harvard grad. That's what I see when I look at it.
Talking about Masri.
Yeah, the new guy who's taken over.
Who's already started beheading soldiers.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to get to. So he immediately steps up and claims, you know, I just captured and tortured your guys. I'm the next guy. I'm shaking my spear. Ooga booga, you know. I'm the next boogeyman. Don't
forget. When the fact of the matter is,
straw man, I'm out there, and your president can only save
me. When the fact of the matter is, jihadists who are real Quran-studying Muslims do not torture people. Even they do not torture the dead. That is one of the things they cannot do. But again, this is what we have. In fact, Kurt Nimmo has written a great story about this that is at PrisonPlanet.com as well. Beheaded soldiers, the new Zarqawi strikes in short order.
Exactly. But what does that come after? That comes one day after they also announced that, you know, some of our little cowboy robot rangers went on quite the killing spree of so-called unarmed civilians. Of Sean Hannity and Michael Savage spent all day yesterday talking about their insurgents, their fifth columnists.
Yeah.
There are no civilians, just insurgents.
Hey, I'm not going to say that our troops deserve to be killed and tortured. I don't ever want to say that, but I will say this. You get what you pay for.
It's a setup. It's an orchestration of how they're delivering the media.
P2OG, yep.
England, that's 100% success for the New World Order. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The total crime, destruction, taking their guns, that's 100% success. That's what they want everywhere. Problem, reaction, solution. The UN will come in and save you.
Robert, I got to jump, man, because I got a lot of calls. Are we going to see you at the American Scholar Symposium?
I'm doing a film right now for my summer break in college, so I can't make it. But I'm going to hopefully get to hear all about it.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Jesse, Mark, William, everybody patiently holding. We're going to get to you. We got to go to our guest. You're going to want to hear him. Colonel Ronald Ray, Marine retired, Army War veteran, Marine War veteran, 2 silver stars, a bronze star, a Purple Heart. And he knows exactly what's going on. He'll join us in the next segment. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Infowars.com.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this happens in radio. Apparently, there was a miscommunication on the time zones. We're trying to track down Colonel Ron Ray, and hopefully we'll get him on during today's program. If not, you're going to have to look for him on this show, because this guy's just a hell of a guy, does a great job, and really looking forward to having him on, because it's always great to have these major military guys on who hangs out with all the generals, knows all the inside information, highly accredited, highly verified as an authority in war fighting. It's always good to have these guys on to articulate our dilemma. So we'll hope we can get Ron Ray during the program today. If not, I know there'll be a rebooking and he'll come back and join us. That means we get to go to your calls and cover a lot of news. There is just no lack of news and information we're trying to get out to you. Phone lines, I believe there might be one open. If not, when somebody drops, you can get an 800-259-9231. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. Anything you want to talk about at this point, let's go to the phones. Jesse in Nevada, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How are you, Jack?
Okay.
I'm really excited about tomorrow and, I'm sorry, Saturday and Sunday, but I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
I wanted to preface this call with that I know how to call a spade a spade. I don't have any qualms with having a firm belief about what really transpired in September on 2001. With that said, I wanted to see if there's a way we can touch on a few things that need some attention, in my opinion.
Okay.
Some of the people I've talked to have two things, one of them being a mainstream argument, and the other being about politics. The first was the mainstream argument was that the temperature of the plane when colliding with the buildings, because it was an enclosed space, that the temperature had some sort of a flash point of multiple thousands of degrees, and the argument was that it kind of soldered the iron. I don't buy it, because especially the way the buildings fell, I mean, I know there were explosives, but I would like somebody to explain that, and I'm going to ask Stephen Jones about that, obviously. But
that would be the top expert in that particular question.
And if he doesn't know the answer, maybe he can find out for us. The other one is, I think there probably is a lot of information about this. I've just not found it. I don't know where to look. The political party system, how there's supposedly checks and balances between one another, and how the mantra in Washington is that you stay in your seat. That's the whole goal. You do anything to stay in your seat, so you do anything to out somebody else. I know about the corruption. Like I said, I know how to call a spade. I know what really transpired that time. But I would like us to possibly somebody out there to focus on that. And I'm trying to focus on that. I'm not smart enough. I don't know.
Well, be specific. What do you think we should focus on? I mean, be very specific here.
Well, we have so many answers already. What I'm specifically talking about is how there would be whistleblowers within the government, telling on each other if this had transpired. That's
what's
going to keep happening.
And there are.
I get that. But I'm talking about with Congress. Why aren't those guys going after each other to especially the Democrats who supposedly hate the president and want to get him out of
there? Sure, that's a really logical question. But when you see that they're all paid off by the same people and all controlled by the same people, then that really answers your own question, doesn't it? I mean, Cynthia McKinney, who's not controlled, Ron Paul, who are not controlled, have managed to bring this into some of the debate. Cynthia McKinney, who held a panel to look into 9/11, being very, very careful where she steps, certainly, is, I know, personally interested in getting a lot of emails. In fact, I've talked to her off the air and very interested in all the evidence and a lot of the new evidence. And she's a pit bull. I mean, when she gets something, in fact, we've got to get her this if she doesn't already have it. And that is, as you mentioned, Professor Stephen Jones' new analysis where he found a thermite definitely used at the World Trade Center to cut those buildings and to cause that to demolition. And then that, of course, dictates an inside job. So here you've got an esteemed physics professor at BYU analyzing what's left of the evidence, saying, no, the heat wasn't hot enough, as you mentioned earlier. We have to remember there were people literally in the giant airplane holes minutes after the plane hit, okay, people that were alive and who weren't burned to death. But Stephen Jones has proven this. Cynthia McKinney is getting information like this. She's getting Richard Andrew Grove's information as well. So we have people getting the information, but unfortunately, and this is what we all know, whether it's AIPAC or Abramoff or GE or Lockheed Martin or what have you, they are so deep into the pockets of these guys that they just don't dare speak out. And these are the people we need to get rid of.
Yeah, I agree, and I wanted to add, just not to beat it to death, but I mean, the argument is, well, Nixon was, something as simple as Watergate. I mean, something, a grand conspiracy, someone would blow the whistle on that, obviously,
We have centralized government, and government has been bought off much more than in the Nixon administration, and just remember, if we didn't have Daniel Ellsberg and people like that back in the Nixon administration, he would have gotten away with all of that.
Yeah, and so what I'm saying is I would like, and maybe I need to do this myself, I would like some sort of detailed report talking about that. Saying, well, here's an instance where, it wasn't leaked, and here's an instance where it wasn't leaked, and, secrets can be kept, and there is no check and balance. That's what I'm saying. And
I understand.
Maybe
I hear your frustration. I understand. Honestly, there are a million articles like this already. All you need to do is hit your Google up or hit up your search engine, and you'll find that information. And if we had time, I could just sit and do a whole show on this and run it down for you. But the fact of the matter is, people are identifying the corruption, and it ain't the dog wagging the tail. It's the tail wagging the dog. Our government doesn't allow these lobbyists to come in and control them. They have been so controlled by the lobbyists for so long, and these include the international banks, the central banks, etc., that they are completely owned, lock, stock, and bagel by these people. It's just the bottom line. And if we don't start to, look, if you want a solution, I'm going to give you one. We need total disclosure by everyone in Congress, everyone in the Senate, everyone in government making policy. Bottom line, total disclosure so that we can see for ourselves who's in their pockets, who's controlling them, who their masters are, and at that point we can decide whether to keep them in office or not.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You got it, Jesse. Keep the faith, man. Mark is calling us from somewhere. Mark, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Atlanta. Hold on. There we go.
Yeah, Mark in Georgia. Thank you for calling, man. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I just had to kill the speaker there. Yeah, you know, a while back I attended this cult awareness conference, and one of the tactics that cults use to keep their victims thinking that they're the chosen remnant and they're the only place where they can get the truth is a tactic called loaded language, where there is some kind of a subconscious subliminal message attached.
Talking about neurolinguistics?
Well, yeah, and I know it's like every time I hear, you know, when on those rare occasions when somebody calls in to these mini truth media cartel talk shows, I'm like, with every ad hominem attack that I hear, it just further convinces me that there is a conspiracy, and there are people who just don't know better. But the term conspiracy theory, I am convinced, is a loaded term to keep people from thinking.
But why is that? Why do people fall for that? Because there's nothing wrong with loading up a theory about a conspiracy. Conspiracies are bad. Conspiracies exist. In order to arrive at a conclusion, there has to be an investigation. Part of an investigation involves putting together theories and then proving those theories. So it's amazing to me that carries such a negative vibe to it.
Well, the thing is that it's not something. And that's one of the points I have to calling into these programs to point out that tactic is that people are not aware of how they're being manipulated. And the thing is, the point I would make to these people is the most outrageous conspiracy theory I've found is the officially sanctioned one. Right?
Well, that's why we're not conspiracy theorists as much as we are conspiracy debunkers.
Well, conspiracy researchers, counter-conspiracy advocates. But like I say, the whole point is that people are being manipulated.
Yeah.
And they are not.
Well, you know that Tony Robbins actually coaches several presidents, has coached several presidents in the past. He has written the handbook on neurolinguistics, and this is, again, using imagery in order to get things into people's heads, using a phrase repeated over and over again, as Bush likes to say, to propel the propaganda. So, yes, this is being used on a very high-tech level, and you better believe that whether it's on radio and particularly on TV, there are little mind control programs running in order to drill in certain ideas into you. And one of those ideas you brought up, that there's something bad about being a conspiracy theorist. Thank you for the call, Mark. You must have dropped. William in New Mexico, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Taking my call, Jack.
You got it.
You know, you were talking about where is your personal line in the sand earlier?
Yeah.
Well, mine was crossed on November 22nd, 1963. And I think we've all been kind of in terror.
One of many coups, bloody coups in this country.
Yeah, and that was the first of the big ones, I think.
Yeah.
But I wanted to run an idea past you and your listeners.
Go right ahead.
You know, it's possible in the United States, the U.S. Postal Service and Canada Post also, to design your own stamps and use them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Google create and design your own stamps, there are probably dozens, maybe hundreds of companies that will do this for you. Well, I thought we could use this opportunity. And I know there's a lot of...
You know, I've heard that, and that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
I have to hand it to you, William. You really came up with a good one there. And what would you put on your stamp?
Oh, probably 9/11, inside job, sort of graphic on it. You could do
do you think your letter to grandma will, and people don't even mail much anymore, but do you think your letter to grandma would be delivered with that stamp? They'd actually deliver it?
If my grandmother were alive, yes.
I'm using that, of course, as an example.
Yeah.
They'd actually deliver the mail
on the U.S. Postal Service.
Or would it get conveniently lost?
There aren't any limitations listed.
I'm saying it might get conveniently lost. Let me tell you something.
Well,
my mailman listens to the programs we do. He's a fan of our show, so he'd deliver the original stamp saying 9/11 was an inside job. Hey, I got to tell you, William, that's a great idea, man. I think we're going to try to do something with that. See,
there's a lot of talented artists on Reddit.com that do flash screens. Maybe one of them is listening.
I'm going to guarantee you people are going to start doing that right now since you put that out. What a great suggestion. Thanks for the call, William. Stay tuned, folks.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For the first time, robots are being used to control the stadium at the World Cup for the first time, although they've hardly had a chance to show off what they can do. A Berlin company called RoboWatch has developed 2 models of surveillance robots and 11 units between the 2 patrol parking lots underneath Berlin's Olympic Stadium and throughout the nearby football-sized field, covered by tents, holding the media, sponsors, and VIPs. Quote, "This is the first time robots like this have ever been used as a major sporting event," RoboWatch sports spokesman Benjamin Stengel said. Quote, "They haven't caught anybody. They haven't actually had much to do. This is a very safe World Cup, luckily." The outdoor robot Ofro, O-F-R-O, which starts at $76,000 and resembles a Mars rover on treads, uses thermal cameras at night to spot intruders from their body heat. Similar to ones used by U.S. military as scouts in Iraq, the Ofro is capable of far more, with sensors equipped to detect radiation, toxins, viruses, chemical warfare agents, etc. "These things won't be used here, but we see this as a learning experience where we can go back and get better technology," Stengel said. "The robots here will be mostly used where it's very boring and very difficult to see. The robots get navigation help from global positioning satellite systems and send pictures back to a central room in the stadium called the Skybox. Though through remote control, they can be sent to check out anything suspicious." A second robot, Moroso, is shaped like R2-D2 from Star Wars, so that will be nice and cuddly for everybody. The machine, which starts at $15,000, uses mostly video cameras to catch intruders in the parking lot. It also has infrared and ultrasonic sensors. Of course, we're all familiar with the Carlyle Group robots that are armed with machine guns, cameras, and microphones. And part of the problem with these soldiers, these robot soldiers, which have been predicted and articulated now for many years and are far more advanced than they're actually telling us, is that they often shoot their own people. There's a lot of friendly fire incidents with these robots. And the only way the powers that be can figure out how to protect us from our own robots in war is, of course, to have your own subdermal microchip. This is just another excuse, another reason for us to all get chips so the robots won't shoot us. Sounds like I'm talking about the Terminator? It is reality, folks, and sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-259-9231. I believe we have Daniel in Arizona. Daniel, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I wanted to make a comment about 9/11. I've been following this thing for the last few years and probably come to similar conclusions as yourself and thousands of listeners. I watched a video, a History Channel, something like that. It was before, pre-9/11, and it was about the building of the World Trade Center complex, which was just a humongous structure, you know, the size that it took up. And it had a lot to do with David Rockefeller. It was pretty much his baby.
Yeah.
From right after World War II. He spent 15, 20 years working on this dream. And it was very entertaining. Either it was an hour or hour and a half. It was fascinating.
I've actually seen that documentary a while back, yeah.
Well, after 9/11, I never saw this thing again, and you never even heard the name David Rockefeller come up, you know, for interview, anything.
Well, David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation is the Port Authority. I mean, what's there to hide here? I don't know. I mean, that's a common fact. Everybody knows that.
Well, I just thought there would be an interview, a comment, something. You know, the name is just totally removed out of the public eye, and here's the man that created the entire, assembly there of the buildings and land, the whole deal.
Well, obviously, it's not against the law to build buildings, and it doesn't even implicate him in 9/11, the fact that he built those buildings. But the fact that he did control large parts of the buildings and certainly a lot of the security at the buildings, and obviously David is not there watching it himself, David Rockefeller, but, you know, that particular group of people, I think, would point to some type of complicity in 9/11. Though, look, we know David Rockefeller is worshipped by all of the neocons and by the neoliberals as well. I mean, he is a classic neoliberal, of which most of the neocons were at one point, even a socialist and a communist. And I've seen David Rockefeller give speeches where, be in attendance in speeches where Dick Cheney would be in attendance, and he would spend 20 minutes laying it on, blowing smoke up his skirt. They just worship the guy. I have a lot more to say about that if you want. Daniel, thanks for calling. Come right back. Take Linda, Patrick, and Chad. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Yesterday, we put a call out for you to get after C-SPAN, to really pressure them to cover this 9/11 event. That is the giant conference that Alex Jones is putting on this weekend that we're all going to. Hopefully, you're going to. And we sicked some info warriors on C-SPAN very politely and very respectfully, and did a few info drive-bys, and I have just been told here in the InfoWars studio that C-SPAN will be covering the event. That's right. The message I got is that they will be filming some of the keynote speeches on Sunday, and I believe airing those on C-SPAN. How's that for a victory? I want someone to call in now and say, there's nothing we can do, I'm just one person, nobody cares, we can't change the media's mind, they're going to do what they're going to do. They hate us, but look, folks, we can do something. This is a giant victory. I want to thank everybody who called and pressured C-SPAN. I hope you are all really respectful. Obviously, whatever you did worked, because we've now got C-SPAN on board, and the BBC has also just checked in and said they'll be covering the event as well. So what I'd like you to do, if you have time, call C-SPAN or get a hold of them and just tell them, thank you, we heard you're covering Alex Jones's 9/11 event. The Scholar Review, and thank them for doing that. Tell them that you just you are going to remain one of their listeners now. That they've kept a listener, and then you're going to tell everyone to watch this. and you hope they air the whole thing in entirety. You're going to have all your friends, your family watch this, and they're all going to be loving C-SPAN for that. They aired David Ray Griffin's speech, maybe just once, about a year ago. David Ray Griffin, of course, the new Pearl Harbor, a great book, and so we can make them bend to our will. I guess, is that too strong a word? We can quietly and respectfully wake them up to news, actual news, going on in this country. So that's a huge victory, and you should all be very proud of yourselves, everybody that participated in that. And it feels good, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel good? You can call this a minor victory if you like. I don't care. But doesn't it feel good to be able to accomplish something together? There's a lot we can do together. Let's keep on keeping on. Let's go back to the phones, 800-259-9231. Anything you want to talk about, and we've got a lot of news here to report as well. Linda in Maryland, thank you so much for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Maryland state government is proposing to widen Interstate 95. They're calling it Section 200. And the choices that they're giving the people are to do nothing and let the congestion let the congestion remain the same,
mm-hmm.
adding general purpose lanes and express toll lanes. Now, I know Alex has done shows on this, and I want to go to this meeting tonight and be able to drop a verbal bomb, but it's been a while since I've heard what he had to say. The toll lanes are pretty self-explanatory because I'm sure that they're going to be privatized. Is that what you understand?
Well, we'd have to look in. Every case is different, but this is generally how it's gone, both in Indiana and here in Texas. They were privatized and actually owned by a Spanish bank.
Ooh. All right, so what are the
owned by a foreign country. You have a problem with that, Linda?
Oh, big time.
Well, we want to make sure. See, here's what's going to happen, because I went to all the meetings down here, and I've written a lot about the Trans-Texas Corridor down here, which is part of the NAFTA highway.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you're going to have to watch out for, because they're going to tell you things you want to hear, how much money this is going to bring to the community, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How the roads are going to pay for themselves and be paid for in a matter of years, you know, how traffic is going to be alleviated and how easy it is going to be for you. But what you're going to hear are things like transponders, RFID transponders, which will easily get you right through these toll lanes without having to stop and fish for your dollar bills, your Federal Reserve notes. You're going to hear about that. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. You're going to see who might be a good guy, who might not. But don't trust any of them to tell you anything, because we've been sold out here so many times. It is unbelievable. And you point to you can point to my story. I believe it's still up. In fact, you can Google Jack Blood and toll roads, and you'll see a story I did where we had whistleblowers here in Texas that came forward to me and said, look, they're not doing any tests on the concrete that they're building these roads with. They're not doing any tests on the ground on which they're building these roads. And as a matter of fact, what we're looking at here is a big dig scenario, and people just recently arrested up in Boston for the big dig for doing the same thing. These are the people that make the aggregate, that make the concrete, and this is how they get in under budget and ahead of schedule, is they cheat the taxpayers, they build a piece of poop, okay,
mm-hmm.
and charge you for it 3-4 times. It's double, triple taxing. But I got to tell you, Linda, just sit and take notes. Don't trust anyone. And if you get a chance to speak, you can tell them what a nightmare all of these roads have been all over the country.
Tell me briefly about the NAFTA highway and how and who it's owned by.
Well, the NAFTA highway is being built in sections. So depending on what state you live in and what territory you live in, it would depend on who would own the bank, who would own the road. Here's another problem, of course, is where are they going to get the land to expand this freeway? This is a question you need to ask.
Okay.
Are they going to use eminent domain to take people's land in order to build this wonderful new expanded freeway in Maryland?
Uh-huh.
So that's something that they've done here, and, of course, a lot of good people have fought that. Basically, the NAFTA corridor, which is going to go right through every state, right up to Minnesota, is a different story than the one you're talking about. But what you're talking about is what they did in New Jersey, what they're doing up and down the Eastern Corridor. And, yeah, we want to alleviate traffic, don't we? We all want to have an easier ride to work, but how much are we willing to pay to do it? Up here, I believe they figured it out. It was something like 40 cents a mile is what it would cost you on top of the exorbitant gasoline that you have to pay for to put in your car.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. But the first thing I would get on them is, where are you going to get the property? Are you going to use eminent domain in order to get this property to build this road? Prove to me that this is going to pay for itself. And I want to know who's going to own this when it's all said and done. Is this going to be owned by the people of Maryland, by the taxpayers, or is this going to be owned by the bank in Spain or what have you? So, I mean, there are a lot of questions you can ask, but the first thing you want to do if this is the first meeting is just go there, take notes, and ask the number one question, where is the land coming from? And I think that you can get started with that. And then certainly if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to get back to us and ask us any specific questions. But it's a nightmare. It really is. And here we have had a heck of a time trying to stop it, and we have in a few communities, but it just goes on. No matter what we do, it just seems to go on.
Now, is the NAFTA highway part of the superhighway going from Mexico to Canada?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
They call it the NAFTA highway. And actually, if you go to Infowars.com, do a little Google, you'll find a ton of information about it, more than I could probably get into the show, especially since we did about 2 hours on it yesterday.
Okay, wonderful. You've been very helpful.
Thank you, Linda. Good luck, and
thanks.
Go take it to them, okay? Patrick in Kentucky is with us. Patrick, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hungry, anybody? Go down to Wendy's and get you a nice little sandwich and wipe your mouth off with a petroleum-based napkin. You know, they're just killing me with the water down here, pouring tons of chemicals in here, killing me. But, you know, I got this little paperweight with these four little monkeys somebody gave me a long time ago. This kind of tells you where we're at today. It's got this one monkey that says, sense no evil, you know, with their little motions with their hands. And the other one's holding his hands over his eyes.
See no evil, hear no evil.
And screw no evil.
Speak no evil, yeah.
You know, isn't that kind of where we are today?
Well, I don't know. I think we've always been there. I mean, the problem we have with today is there's been some serious social engineering done by roundtable groups, groups like the Tavistock Institute, groups like UNESCO, which was really articulated. In fact, Julian Huxley was the first head of UNESCO, the social education arm of the United Nations. You know that is Aldous Huxley's brother. And this is how Aldous Huxley had all the information that all seemed to come true about the scientific dictatorship in Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited.
So well, I'm not trying to sound like Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth or anything, but, you know,
let me just finish, because you asked how things are so bad and where we're at today. Well, look, I mean, we used to be able to understand that what we did to our neighbor would come back to us, and we tried to all be good citizens of the world, good custodians of the world, if you like, and that has been beat out of us, and we've been dumbed down, according and again, thanks to the United Nations. George Bush has signed on to UNESCO. Even Clinton wouldn't sign on to UNESCO. Go ahead.
Right. And, some of the, like we got the former Lieutenant Governor Steve Henry, who was in the neocon Democratic administration in the 90s under Patton, and he's going around, and I'm sure there's others going around the other day talking about adding a constitutional amendment for anti-flag burning. I mean, this is the same kind of crap that we get from the other side, you know, the Democrat, Republican, it's all the same thing, and I keep trying to tell people this. And it's just, you know, we've got General Wesley Clark going around the country endorsing these Republicrat, you know, neocons, which are basically neocons, Republicrats around the country endorsing these people when he's a mole. We know what he did.
Yeah.
And he bombed the Chinese embassy in Kuwait and trying to get us in a war with them. And this is the same kind of crap that we get, and people just are still trapped in this false ideological left-right, you know, Republican-Democrat.
That's probably our biggest problem.
Right.
Patrick, it's probably our biggest problem, because even if we manage to, and I don't even like the term waking people up, because waking up means that you fall out of that control paradigm and you start looking out for yourself and your neighbors in an independent fashion, but even if we get through to people that 9/11 is an inside job, or that robot soldiers are bad, or microchips are bad, they still are locked into somehow Hillary Clinton might come save me. Anybody but Bush. I mean, this was the mentality we saw leading up to the 2004 election. Oh, Bush is so bad. Anybody but Bush. But look, I mean, a lot of conservatives said that about Clinton when he bombed, when he did Waco, when he did Ruby Ridge, when he did the Oklahoma City bombing, when he did the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, when he set out all these gun control laws. Man, if we can just get rid of Clinton and put some kind of conservative in there, we're going to be okay.
But, Jack, doesn't this sound like another rerun of, you know, during Bush Sr.? I mean, when they're going around talking about adding a constitutional amendment to flag, anti-flag burning and all this, doesn't it just sound like here we go again?
It's a rallying cry to get to their dumbed-down base, gay marriage and flag burning. But more than that, getting into a constitutional convention will open up a whole can of worms, because they're not just going to debate flag burning or gay marriage. They're going to be debating everything that is in the Constitution. At that point, they might be able to put in the edicts that will make your Gruppenführer able to be president. I mean, they can do anything. So a constitutional convention is never the answer, especially under the crooks and criminals we have today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, the Constitution works, doesn't it? I love how they say it's a living document. You know, that means that it can constantly be reinterpreted.
You know what I think? You know what I think is going to happen? I think more and more people are discovering more about Hillary, and I think more people are going to go toward Gore.
Gore's not going to run, but I'll tell you what, I predicted...
I thought he was.
I don't even know if I'm going to say this. I don't even know if I should say it. I have predicted who will get the nominations for both parties and who will be president.
Yeah.
And it's none of the names you've mentioned. Actually, like Bill Clinton, they'll come out of nowhere, both these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, my prediction for the Democratic Party, and it's John Edwards, who is a rising star who just won a straw poll in Iowa where they have the first caucus, which gets your momentum moving.
Uh-huh.
This is why Kerry came out of nowhere last year. No one thought Kerry had a chance. I saw the writing on the wall. We predicted he'd win that Iowa caucus. That would give him enough momentum to start taking Dean apart. And boom, there you go. But we've got Edwards. He's approved by the Bilderberg Group. He's the only one to come out and admit that he made a mistake. Not a flip-flopper. I messed up and voted for the war and gave George W. Bush the authorization for the war. And he's the only one of the Democrats to really come out and say that he was wrong, and he's got that face for TV. He's a trial lawyer, so he's very good at the podium. He's got a lot of money behind him. The media seems to love him. And if there are any real competitors, such as Joe Biden or whatever, they're going to make sure they find dirt on them and get a yeah.
I got a big problem with what John Stadmiller on RBN's talking about, that we don't need a third party. Well, it needs to be done in the Republican or Democratic Party. We've done that before. It's time for a third party. You know?
Well, you better watch out, because the third parties are largely infiltrated and controlled. So, look, what you got to do is forget the parties. Anyone who says, and I'm not refuting the man you mentioned, it's not about that, but anyone who says it's about a party, don't listen to them. It's about candidates, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, period.
You know?
I understand that, but you need to understand, everyone out there needs to understand,
right,
don't get sucked into a party, don't contribute to a party,
right,
don't donate your time and resources to parties, donate your time, resources, and support to candidates that you have fully vetted, and then we'll start seeing a change. Thanks for the call, appreciate it. Let's go to Chad in Iowa. I think we have time. Chad, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi.
Sorry for yelling at everybody.
So far, the summer of terror or fear or whatever kicked off pretty good. I'm not sure if I'm more scared or just furiously angry.
That's right, because you can see through it.
I woke up one of my friends, he thought I was completely insane, and then he called back because there was a giant pentagram that the jet sprayed in the sky a couple weeks ago. And then...
Did you get a picture of that?
No. All I have is just a regular...
Nobody's going to believe that unless you get a picture of it, of course.
I know.
That is absolutely amazing. But then again, we've got military installations in the shape of swastikas. So I guess I'll believe anything. But you got to get pictures of stuff like that.
It was Sunday and Tuesday, and I am going out with my digital camera so I can put these online. Sunday and Tuesday, my friend was driving home from work at 1:30, 1:45 in the morning, and he saw three yellow garbage trucks, but they had biohazard stickers on them. They were spraying this thick fog on the highway so thick he couldn't see. Today I took it upon myself to call the Department of Health and Human Services, Hazmat, DOT, other places.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew what I was talking about. I asked them about mosquito control and this and that, and they said, we have these little brick-type things that we put near standing water in creeks. I've been calling my calling my news stations, calling round and round. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, so I think I'm going to have to kind of take it into my own hands and take some pictures and send those to you and follow
it. It's highly documented that our government experiments on their people with chemical warfare. In fact, there have been several books written about it. I can't remember the name of the one I want to recommend right now. Either they were spraying insecticide or some type of herbicide or whatever, which isn't good for anybody either, or it was something more nefarious. But again, you got to do the homework on that.
Yeah, I called and I asked everybody in the area, like I said, you know, Department of Health and Human Services, the DOT, Hazmat, a couple other places. Nobody's ever heard of these before. They're yellow garbage trucks with biohazard stickers on them. They're spraying just this horribly thick fog you can't see.
Well, look, when you see that next time, what you're going to have to do is take a license plate. You're going to have to get more information on the truck and so you can track it down and start, you know, asking questions of the right people. But you're on the right track. You're noticing the right things, and you're making the phone calls. And if you keep doing that, you're going to unturn some serious information. Folks, we'll come right back. More of your calls, more news and information. Why is Walmart getting secret shipments? Maybe we'll find out about that, too. Stay tuned.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
could be, folks. Phone lines are open. We're going to take calls for the rest of the show. Our guest got his time schedule messed up, so that means you get to get on the show today. We've got a lot of time to take calls. That's always good news. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I got a story about Walmart that's very strange and kind of goes with a lot of the things we're talking about today. I want to get out to you. I want to just reiterate my point. Don't fall for it. Parties are infiltrated. They have agendas. Go for candidates. You know, we have candidates we support that are in the Green Party, believe it or not, in the Libertarian Party, in the Constitution Party, and even in the Democrat and Republican parties. Candidates, though. And they need your support. And I could rattle off a number of names right now for you, but if you listen to the shows, you'll hear us give them our endorsements. But, you know, you can find candidates, local candidates in your own area who are brave enough, who put through the time and the resources to run for office, and you can get behind them. Because the second you think all hope is lost and they'll never win and I need to throw my money behind the big party is the second you're sitting there asking yourself, what happened to my country? I want to just quickly, again, thank the sponsors of this program and thank Alex Jones for letting me sit in. And make sure that you all know about Prison Planet TV. Prison Planet TV has so much information in one place. I just think it's unprecedented. There's probably nothing like it on the planet Earth. Everything you hear on this show, Alex Jones's TV show, all of the special information, first view of the films that Alex produces, Terror Storm coming out, you'll be able to see it first on Prison Planet TV. The convention coverage, the coverage from this 9/11 conference here over the weekend. First time you'll be able to see it is on Prison Planet TV. People often ask me about weather modification. Ben Livingston, the interview for Ben Livingston, weaponized weather. A sample clip of that is on Prison Planet TV. The interview with Dean Haglund. All of Alex Jones' selective works and appearances. Alex Jones in London. Loose Change. I mean, so much on Prison Planet TV. Of course, all of Alex's videos. It is just an amazing resource. The whole year is only $54. There's often specials for this. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you're crazy if you don't sign up for that. Of course, Alex's films, all available, always on special. And there's a great online store where you can get a lot of the books that you hear the authors talk about on this very program. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You support InfoWars. You go to the store. You not only support the authors, but you support this this endeavor by Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, and you support liberty and freedom. That's what you want to do, folks. All films authorized to make copies for educational purposes only. We'll come right back, top of the hour, take more of your calls, give you more news. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.